Welcome, 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 welcome to our podcast where we uncover hidden gems and travel treasures around the world. I am your host, Al Philosian, and today we are diving into the captivating world of Avondale. I am super excited. It is a charming oasis nestled in the heart of Florida. Right now, join us as we uncover the magic of the unique destination and discover why you and everyone should put this place on your travel list. Right, Avondale is a very special place, very beautiful place. It's about 5 minutes away from us. I am elated today to come online today. We've been preparing and strategizing for right now. We have a lot of stuff going on concerning trips. So we've been taking a little break from the podcast, but I encourage you all to jump on all platforms, every single platform, Amazon, Apple, TuneIn, Google, jump on it all, and Spotify, and share our podcast, check it out, download, show us some support so that we can continue doing this, guys. Yeah, I actually enjoy doing it. Now, today, as I said, we're going to go back on topic. We're going to be talking about Avondale. I'm often referred to the jewel of Central Florida. Sound exciting, huh? Yes. It's a picturesque city with a rich history and an abundance of natural beauty. Look at it, just a short drive from Orlando, right? And Tampa as well. So it's actually a little nestled like between Tampa and Orlando, located in Polk County. Avondale offers this full retreat for the hustle and bustle of the big city, making it the perfect destination for a relaxed getaway. And that is exactly how everyone out here actually treats it. Right? It's our getaway away from Tampa and Orlando, the big city, right? One of the highlights of Avondale is the stunning natural scenery. I mean, the city is surrounded by pristine lakes, including the beautiful Lake Ariana and Lake Juliana, right? Offering plenty of opportunities for fishing, boating, water sports. That's just the name of a few, because I am also out there. I also go out there quite a bit, biking, everything else. Even flying my drone as well. The Avondale Techco Trail is also a must visit, providing a scenic route for walking, running, and biking through the city's lush landscape. As I told y'all, I go biking out there. In addition to its natural beauty, Avondale is also home to a vibrant art and culture scene. Right? It's a small city, and you may not expect that, but it's actually robust on that kind of stuff when it comes to the arts. And let's just roll into that. The Avondale City Park is actually a hub of activity, hosting like regular concerts, festivals, and also art shows throughout the year. And that's just randomly throughout the year. The city is also home to several art galleries and studios to display works of local artists and craftsmen. And this is a country that people love to get artistic and do things with their hands. That's why I love the country. Can't be the country. So this is what people do in Avondale. There is a few more things which I will go into detail as to, you know, events and activities that actually take place in Avondale, which I think everyone should probably check out, because Polk County is actually a very exciting place to really visit, right? As I told you, there are lots of small businesses, there is lots of arts and craft people, lots of lakes, lots of history and culture. And one of the companies that have actually come to Avondale, which has really highlighted that, is actually Camp Margaritaville. And I'm just going to take this quick break just to dig up Camp Margaritaville. We need to have a podcast out there. I've already gone out there and spoken to them. Check out the spot, and everything is beautiful out there. You could come with your camper, and if you don't have a camper, you could actually pop in there, and there are already residences that you can actually stay in and rent. So whether you have a camper or not, welcoming to you. There's also festivals that they do where they encourage local artists to come in on a Saturday, which when I go there, we're going to go into more detail and they're going to elaborate a little bit on it, where they invite artists and local businesses to bring in their goods and bring in their products so that they could expose it and market it to the people that are coming from all around the world. Because people are coming from all around the world to come to Margaritaville. All around the world. You have water sports activities out there. So it's a fun day, fun time, fun people, different families. They all come out and have a blast. They have campfires, stories, activities, soccer games. It's amazing. I must say, it actually is amazing. Also, we want to also big up Naturalistic Health, which is a holistic company which is big on helping people, you know, get their energy up, keep them healthy and stuff, which is also located in Winter Haven, which is about 5 minutes from Avondale. So I encourage you guys to check out Naturalistic Health as well. You probably should see it on the banner. We just lost connection to Facebook, but it's okay, guys. But also, like I said, I want us to always encourage one another to always connect with the small businesses in the community. And that is why I love Avondale and I love Margaritaville out there, because that is specifically what they do. They encourage the town to encourage small businesses and people alike to create businesses and come and expose it to those people. This is what those tourist spots are actually created for in small towns like this, as a way for the locals to create and showcase their art and culture and their way of life out here. So big up to Camp Margaritaville, big up to Naturalistic Health, and we're gonna get right back into podcast. I think we just actually lost. Let me just get this right quick, guys. Just lost people on Facebook right here, but we're gonna get them right back. But yes, Avondale is actually an amazing place to whether it's out of family or to, as I say, get away from the roof. All this noise and everything else that takes place to come on Orlando, this is where people come and actually escape. Right? Now, like I was saying concerning the history of Avondale. Avondale has a rich heritage dating back to the 1900s, right? So the history is actually pretty interesting. And the city's downtown area is filled with historic buildings and landmarks that including the beautiful restored Barnard House. Now, the Barnard House, I've actually gone out and get some footage on this to make sure that I can show the history of it. It's a historic house that's actually located in Avondale. And you can't miss it. You actually can't miss it because they take care of it and they actually make sure that people can actually come and see the house and actually visit it. There are a few of them. There's one in Bath as well. I've seen one in Lake Alfred. But this one actually in Avondale is actually really, really pretty cool. Right? So I'd encourage anybody that has a time, anything passing for Avondale, just get a chance to go check out the Barnard House. Barnard House. Right. Give me a second here, guys. We need to get our Facebook people back on. We lost it completely. Sorry about that. And as I was saying about the Barnard House, which offers a glimpse of Avondale's past, and the Avondale Historical Museum is also worth a visit too. The museum, of course, we love museums. I love museums. I go around the world looking for museums and actually One day, hopefully, build our own museum. Yes, we collect stuff from around the world to make sure that one day we can build our own museum as well. Right? So the Avondale Museum is definitely a must stop to see what history has in frozen time. It features exhibits and artifacts that tell the story of the city's evolution over the years. Of course, no visit to Avondale would be complete without sampling some of its delicious cuisine. And there are some beautiful restaurants, some of the shops, nothing like a cheese. So that's how you do. You get an authentic taste and feel of Avondale and Cook County. The city's home to a diverse range of restaurants, cafes, and eateries, offering everything from classic South and common food to exotic international cuisine. Right? So be sure to try some of the local specialties such as gator tail and feline pie. Sorry about that. For a true taste of Florida. I'm not sure what you guys know about feline pie. Feline pie when it comes to Florida. Which the big thing to do Key West. But when it comes to Florida, the entire Florida, I must say. So whether you go to Tampa, Orlando, Polk County, you'll just find feline pie wherever it is, right? So, hey, feline pie, that's what it is. And gator tail is actually a delicacy out here. So I myself have tasted gator tail, and it actually tastes good. Gator actually tastes like shrimp or lobster. Like the texture of the meat, that's what it actually tastes like. And I know gator looks pretty ugly when you look at it, but you'll be surprised how the meat actually tastes. And I was encouraged by a young lady, just a little child, while I was sitting at a bar in Lake Alfred, Gary's. They offered me to taste it. I was eating oysters, they offered me to taste gator tail, and I must say, it actually tastes good. And I'm a young Caribbean man. We don't just eat anything. We don't just taste anything. And I'm a Rasta, period. So we don't just taste anything. But I honestly endorse gator as something that actually tastes good. So if you ever pop into Avondale, do not forget to try out the gator tail. I can guarantee you that it's something different and you will enjoy it. And of course, they're going to be Cajun, right? So it's actually beautiful. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Right? So, what I would say is, whether you're looking for outdoor adventures or cultural enrichment or just a simple relaxing escape, Avondale has something for every single person. It's naturally beautiful, rich history. Also warm. It is actually warm out there, right? The weather is beautiful out there. It makes it truly enchanting and also a marvelous destination that should not be missed. Ever coming down to Florida, you probably should come and check it out. Nice small town, beautiful place. Right? Beautiful, beautiful place. Now, guys, I know today we did not go too deep into it, but I will say that if you ever come down to Polk County, you gotta come and check us out. You have to come and check us out. Right? You have to come and check us out. Now, we have a few more places that we're gonna be talking about in the future. I do want to focus some attention on my island of Santa Lucia, moving on forward to a few episodes, because we have some great exciting news that I need to let you know before we even get out of here. We're actually going to be going down to Santa Lucia at least 4 times for the year 2024. Starting with, we're going to be going down for Jazz and Art Festival in Santa Lucia for 2024, that is on May 9th to May 14th. Here we're going to be going to festivals, concerts. We also want to try and visit the, well, not try and visit, we're going on tours, go visit the Pitons, go to the Diamond Falls, go to the Sulphur Springs, you know, snorkel. So we want to encourage everybody to jump on board, visit our website, www.islanddacas, that's islanddacas.com, and check out underneath St. Lucia so you can see what we have going on. Then next we have Carnival coming up in July, right? So we encourage everybody, follow us guys, jump on board, converse with us. We've been posting stuff. Don't forget to check out our TikTok channel. Of course, it is beautiful out there. We get some very good numbers out there. We just want a few more interactions, some shares, some likes. Build up our page. Help us get there, guys. We want to make sure this brand keeps going. We have our merch already. IBTA, where we got some cool stuff. We got towels. We got socks. We got bucket hats, which I'm going to be showing you all some cool stuff as we go along. Support the brand. Support the store. Support our merch. It's not even merch, it's actually a brand. So follow us, and when we travel, we're actually going to be making our t-shirts and everything to follow up with us. We're going to have activities, parties and stuff in the island, so we totally encourage you. Now guys, that is all for today's episode. I just want to thank you for joining us as we uncover the hidden gem of Avondale, Florida, and that is Central Florida to be specific. We hope you're inspired to visit the charming oasis of an active experience. My bad. It's magic for yourself. Until next time, happy travels. Join us every week, and together let's explore, discover and unwind the most stunning corners of our planet, guys. It's time to pack your bags. Take a leap of faith and let us go and see what the world has to offer. Follow your wanderlust, let it run wild. Remember to subscribe, like, share. Right? Don't forget to share and give us some comments too for our podcast. And also don't forget to tune in for more inspiration. Until next time, guys. Happy travels. We love you all, and you have a good rest of the week. Sayonara.